And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Cereal Company in Sportsville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Jamie Lee of searchacrimeconjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. And in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com in Sportsville, California, and Consummate Ali of ConsummateAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. Y'all, this week we'll be joined by a very special guest from the Association of Independent Breeders and Root Workers, Miss Aida, in Detroit, Michigan, of MissAida.com. And together, y'all, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. And you can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, then call into the show. Well, you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a quick moment, but first let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Conjure Man Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi. Thank you, Miss Jamie Lee. Nice to hear your
voice again.
How are things in your area?
They are super duper duper, ma'am. And y'all, last week I was absent, and thank you, Papa Newt, for filling in for me. I had a family event for my son, who I seldom speak about, but it was a very good performance, and I'm very proud of him. And
wonderful.
Equally proud of, and going into, of course, the New Year's coming up, but we have the winter solstice today, and the days are going to be getting brighter and brighter. And in combination with New Year's coming up and with the moon doing what it is and just a little bit of everything, I am happy to see this past go away and my light actually shine bright. And that's kind of what I want to say. I mean, I could babble, as you know.
That's a good thing for all of us. This has been a tough year for many people, and not just you. And, we've counted our losses all this year long. And now we've come to the darkest time of the year and the dark of the moon. And everyone is thinking it's going to turn, and I really hope it does turn for the better. And we're looking forward to a better year. So happy Hanukkah to all. Happy solstice to all. Merry Christmas to all. Happy New Year, and so forth and so on. And we're going to get to all of those holidays in due time. But this is the astrological point at which the turn happens. Every religion counts it some different way, but most tribal people go by the day length, and so this is the solstice. Well,
yes, ma'am.
Things here around in California, we've been working hard. It's a sunny day for the first time in quite a while. We've been having a lot of rain, which we needed. And I just wanted to give a little shout out to the folks in the shop who are working very hard making oils and producing a lot of great things, handmade spiritual supplies at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. It's just been really great. I wanted to also give a little shout out to my colleagues in the LMC Radio Network, and we're going to have a little announcement about that later, but we have a new show joining us in the lineup this week, and it was Kai Armand's debut show. And folks who know this this show know that Kai has been a guest here many times, and his new show on Sacred Ground got off to a stunning, amazing start. I was blown away. I think Kai Armand and I'm not kidding here, folks, I think Kai Armand is NPR material, and we're going to lose him when he becomes a professional radio announcer and show host. I mean, I was completely blown away. So that was just a trip and a half. And if you don't know what On Sacred Ground is, tune in. Go find it in the archives at Blog Talk Radio. But it is a show about indigenous people, heroes of legend, and sacred places on the earth. And he just started it. You will come in on time if you just go back and see that first episode. It'll be every Saturday. Amazing show. I was completely amazed. So that was my news for the week. Oh, and we've been working on the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. I got some good news on that. We are working with Gray Townsend, our cover artist for our little 96-page books. We have two more books, you know, that he's working on covers for, and we're just chugging along. So I'm not going to give away too much on that. But thanks also to Tiffany and Michael, who've been helping outside the Hoodoo Heritage Festival as volunteers, coming by and having meetings with us. Thanks to Phoenix and the and Eileen and so forth, and the Hoodoo and Katrina. And the Hoodoo Heritage Festival is rocking its way toward being ready for prime time in May. That'll be May 16th and 17th of 2015. So thanks to everybody for that. All right, that's my news. Where I'm broadcasting here from is my home office, which is where I usually go to get quiet to do the radio show. And I smell like a perfume factory. I can hardly bear it. I just had to make stock oil for Lucky 13 oil. And Lucky 13 is a blend of 13 different essential oils, as the name implies. And it is very beautiful, but you have to get the proportions just right, or it becomes overwhelmingly one thing or another. And my hands, I just washed them, but I'm telling you, wow, I smell like Lucky 13, and I'm going to smell like it for the rest of the day. Oh, and Shiva puts in the chat room that he made Black Arts stock oil last night. He makes all of our Black Arts stock oil. He made that because it was the dark of the moon. And he said to me in chat, he could smell me from here. Yeah, 13 oils on my fingers. 10 fingers, 13 oils. Wow. Okay. So how are you doing today, Ali?
I am doing lovely. I did a brief bit of traveling, and I caught Kai Armand's show as I did. And I've got to say, it's really an amazing show. If people haven't tuned in yet, they really need to. This is... It, there's nothing like it on the air right now, as far
it's
as
brilliant.
I'm aware.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. And he's combining, it's interdisciplinary, it's got something for everyone. It was something that I was very interested in. He's combining history, ethnography, he's going to combine interviews with spirituality as only Kai really can. And one of the things that makes this show unique is that I don't think, not only is there no other show like it, but no one else can do a show like this but Kai. He's uniquely positioned as an individual who works in the traditions that he's familiar with, who has the background that he has to do a show like this. So it is really, really fantastic. It's been a long time since I've listened to a show that I found myself scribbling down notes and going, oh, that's really brilliant. Let me remember this. And so it definitely is a great, great show. So please, please do check it out. But, you know, all the shows at Lucky Mojo are awesome. And I'm having so much fun because as I travel, I'm like, well, what should I listen to? Ah, I know what I'll do. I'll listen to the archive of the Now You Know show, or I'll listen to In the Streets. So it's great that the Lucky Mojo, radio network is growing for people like me, because I can tune into so many different shows, or Candela's Corner in the morning. I miss it live, but one of the great things is they're in the archive. So check out the archive. You can always catch the previous shows. Write down the things that you learn, and also replay something that you may have missed live. So definitely check them out. Other than that, I have been having a fantastic week. Just been catching up on the radio shows, as I want to do.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You bring out a good point. The LMC Radio Network is a community. It is not top-down management. Charles is our programmer and and a general manager, but each of the hosts brings their own proposals for shows, like a community radio station, and mm-hmm. they have to prove themselves on Charles. If they can get past Charles, and he has radio experience, and he has a good radio show, then they are, you know, he will take them in hand, give them some training, and in the case of Kai, very little training was needed because Kai really knew what he was doing from in front. But and then they get a little bit of training with the chief engineer, which is Nagashiva, to how to run the Blog Talk stuff. And that is it. We are the sponsors at Lucky Mojo Curio Company, but we really want to bring a wide variety of shows, and we're very, mm-hmm. very happy with the way this is working out. It's really brilliant, and Kai is just an amazing asset to us. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's been a host and is working on these things. John St. Germain with the Crystal Silence League, mm-hmm. a show on meditation in the streets. It's on political activism, social justice. The Now You Know show, which you just have to hear it to understand it. It is a trip down memory lane for anyone who's ever liked old-time radio.
It really is.
It's solid, solid, southern, traditional hoodoo, and wow. I mean, he doesn't pull no punches. And if you like a variety show, there's not the Now You Know show. That's just something else. Candelo's Corner is a hard-hitting show on African traditional and African diasporic mm-hmm. religions, with Ancestor Healing as a co-host and Malik Bey as a kind of another person who's always part of that show. Good man. And these shows are really something. I mean, Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour has been around for years and years and years now, and we are so happy to be joined by these and by Liquid Libations, which is a poetry show and spoken word. And my gosh, last week there was an erotic poetry show. If you guys are missing this one because you go, oh, poetry, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you have not lived until you've heard Andrea Weston reading erotic poetry live on air. I mean, she's smoking. And it is something hot out there. It is really hot. She does erotic poetry once a month. Once a month she does youth poetry, teen poetry. And then the rest she has call-ins. It's a really interesting show. If you think you can write a poem, especially if you think you can write an erotic poem, give her a call and see if you can read it on air. You can do it anonymously. It was steamy. It was smoking hot. All right. So those shows are really something that I am very committed to, and I'm very glad to know that they are ongoing. We have some more in the pipeline. Stay tuned. Charles will announce them when he gets them ready. And it's really something that we are very happy to bring to the community because, you know, Lucky Mojo is not just about let's make money making oils. It really is a community project. We bring you thousands of free web pages. We have a big free forum with, you know, thousands of members, hundreds of thousands of posts, and one of the people who's an admin of that forum, the Lucky Mojo forum, and a member of AIR is our guest tonight, Miss Aida. And Miss Aida, I want to bring you on here and say hello, sweetheart. How are you doing tonight?
Welcome.
Fine, thank you. Bye. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Yeah. Miss Aida, for those of you who have missed her appearances on the show in the past, is a wonderful root worker, a person who has been a reader for many, many years. She comes from a background in the nursing profession, which gives her a unique perspective on the healing arts as they intersect with the metaphysical healing arts. She's a dog lover. She raises dogs, and we all follow her Schutzhund exploits. And the other thing about Miss Aida, now you think that's all Little Miss Sweetness and Light, but Miss Aida is known as one of our cursing specialists. So,
okay.
With that introduction, welcome, Miss Aida. Tell us what's been going on in your life recently.
Okay, well, hello. And as you know, Kat, I had some bad news last month.
Mm-hmm.
And my dog, Athena, the love of my life, was diagnosed with hemangiosarcoma.
Oh,
and she had a huge tumor. And hemangiosarcoma is the deadliest cancer there is in dogs. And a month ago today, they called me from the operating room and wanted to amputate her leg. It was swollen four times the size of her leg. She had a tumor the size of my hand. And I said, no, you're not doing it. When I came to pick her up, they put me in the grieving room and they, you know, told me she has 3 days, 4 days tops to live. That was a month ago today. I immediately contacted Nutmeg Ohoyo. I contacted Devorah Joy. I contacted Melanie Gale, Nathan Steininger, and the four of us. Oh, and then I have a friend who has a Jewish prayer stream. The five of us, we went to work. We went to work, heavy-duty work. Today, Athena is running around, having fun. No swelling of the leg. Tumors are gone.
Wow.
Now, I expect her to pass away. You know, I'm living on borrowed time here. But she had 3 days to live a month ago. I want to tell you how grateful I am to these root workers, to everybody that has helped me with my spell work, with my root work. It's been absolutely wonderful. I can't begin to explain how grateful I am. I'm forever grateful.
Oh, wow.
So we've been busy. We've been busy bees.
Well, that's a remarkable story. And, you know, as they say, prayer changes things.
They and, certainly does.
You know, we all who are born are going to die, but that extra time that you've been given and the fact that she's not, carrying around a tumor the size of your hand, you know what I'm saying? Wow,
yes.
That is
yes.
Something. And prayer does change things, and a prayer circle can mean so much. And I, too, have upheld Athena, a beautiful, beautiful dog, in prayer. And, you know, this is something that really does mean a lot. And I'm so glad to know that things are, for now, things are going well and that she can run and play and she can have this time with you. And that's beautiful. That's really beautiful to know.
And it's beautiful that, you know, Hoodoo works. I mean, people have to understand Hoodoo works. It works.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. It really does. All right, well, from the divine to the hellacious, our topic today, which you selected, my dear, our panel discussion is tying and cursing nature. And I'm going to introduce this just a little bit. Nature is an old fashioned term. It means libido. It was at one time, I suppose, a euphemism. Nature is a word that actually, in its sort of twisted form, gives us the term nature sack, otherwise known as nation sack, a sexual mojo. A nature oil, we make nature oil, that's to enhance the nature. We talk about tying someone's nature, untying someone's nature in hoodoo. We also talk about cursing someone's nature. Now, let me explain here. Why would you tie someone's nature? It sounds so vicious, but there are many reasons to tie someone's nature. I'm going to speak as a woman. Excuse me, men. I don't mean any harm to you. You may reverse the pronouns as you please in your own mind. Let's say that you're a lady and you're in love with a man and you love him a lot, but he won't commit to marriage. Well, one way to kind of draw him toward that is to tie his nature for your use only. That doesn't make him unable to satisfy you. It ties him so that he cannot go with anyone else. And there are spells that do that. They tie his nature in the manner of a leash, as it were, a collar and a leash. And it becomes yours to control. Think of the card in the tarot deck, Strength. That's tying a nature for your own use. There's also tying someone's nature as an act of, I guess you could call it revenge. You know, the man was just a bad actor, and you just didn't want to have him in your life anymore, and you tie his nature forever. He can never get it up, right? Then there are spells in which you actually go to the extent of giving someone a sexually transmitted disease.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in revenge, you know, for maybe he did something that you want to, you say, but let it, it's like a reversing spell or a justice spell, you know, as he did unto others, let it be done unto him. Maybe he gave you a sexually transmitted disease, hopefully not a lethal one, and you got it taken care of, and now you just want him to be piled under and done unto as he did. And so that's another kind of curse or that goes beyond tying the nature. Let's just say that goes into straight out curse. And mm-hmm. then there's the what we call burn it to the ground, a type of spell in which you basically just want to destroy someone's sexuality forever. Not just their use of their tool, but their entire mental, physical, emotional connection to sexuality at all. Period. The end. It's done. Which we might call a cursing castration.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've covered all those types, right? Now, let's turn this over to you, Miss Aida. Tell us what you know about tying and cursing the nature.
Okay, well, the nation sack, you know, very popular. It's very effective. I love it. You know, I've had so many clients tell me how wonderful it is. So, you know, be sure everybody to get yourself a nation sack from Lucky Mojo. They're wonderful. Cursing, I'm going to give you a great spell at the end. I am especially motivated today because we had a girl on the forum yesterday who sent us a post, and it upset me terribly. She was raped by a man, and he went off scot-free.
Mm.
And so I am very, very motivated to give the spell at the end of the radio show, and I'm dedicating it to her. So, you know, sometimes revenge is the best way to go.
Yeah.
When you've got a rapist who knows politicians, who knows this person, who knows that person, and gets off scot-free, even when there's witnesses, that's just unspeakable.
I don't consider that revenge. That's justice.
I'm going to jump in here.
ER nurse, I can't tell you how many. I was a rape representative. I can't tell you how many gals would come in and be raped and unadulterated proof, and the guys got off. So,
yeah. I'd like to jump in with another thing here, too. In the chat room, the idea of giving someone an STD, which I mentioned, someone was asking,
yes,
does it come from within the spell or not? And I just want to clarify that. That is a spell that I would call let him go with a poxy whore.
Yeah.
And that's an old-fashioned term in it. So you basically you are saying if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat with a poxy whore who will give him the pox. Okay, that's kind of what I meant by that spell. Just had to clarify that. All right.
Okay,
so Ali, I hope we didn't make you uncomfortable by using a
star
sample.
Nope.
I'm sure that you know some spells too that are done to bind and tie up a woman. How do you do that?
Yeah, there are spells that are to bind and tie a woman's nature. I will be honest with you, and I do know them, and I'm quite good at them. It's very rare for me to take on such cases. And I'll tell you why. Though I do take them on, and I do help males with this case, I find that this particular working, I have more women ask for it than guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality of it. And it is also more likely that the situation calls for a guy to be dealt with in this manner.
Mm-hmm.
There are other ways of drawing, if, for example, tying a man's nature can be done, while it may seem cruel, and to a certain extent, sometimes it can be. Remember, the case should be justified if you're going to curse his nature. But tying a man's nature sometimes is an act of fidelity, right?
That's right.
To make sure the man to remain faithful. There are other ways of making sure a woman remains faithful that doesn't require the tying of the nature, right? And so I sometimes take a different approach when it comes to tying a woman's nature, but there are ways of doing it. You famously once wrote about using a snail in the hoodoo herb and root Magic book. And I think that's a phenomenal. I've actually taught that working from that book, and it is excellent. Also, the use of cowrie shells. There isn't a nation sack for guys, but something can be made using powdered snail shells, cowrie, along with sexual fluid in a mojo bag with a John the Conqueror root for control. That is along the same lines of that. I also tend to use jack balls for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Jack balls are very good at controlling someone's nature, very good at controlling someone's sex. I do want to add one thing, though, because I, like Miss Aida, I am one of the people known for cursing, which I don't know if I should be entirely proud about, but I accept the reputation. There is a variation to the STD version. You can curse a person's sex so that they get what I call a spiritual STD. And this is cursing and crossing their love life so that wherever they go, not only do they bring misfortune to their love life, but it acts as a sort of virus. And this is a very cruel way of working, but this is to curse a partner, right? So let's say a man has left his wife with a dishonorable woman. You curse the man's sex so that whoever he has sex with, these dishonorable women, they too are now caught up in the spell. And I say this as a warning for people to be sure before you get involved with anyone sexually, you know, check things out spiritually, because this is actually far more common than a lot of different type of cursing spells. And we've seen it on the radio show before, where people come in and we read and go, this guy's got something on him, and now he's brought it into your life, and through sex has exchanged it with you. So there is this form of spiritual STD, if you will, but also...
That's a very good point. That is a good point. I'm going to just bring in a couple of ideas here, too. We talk about taking a man's measure and using it in knot spells to tie his nature. And there are many ways to take a measure, and different people will tell you different. There is no one only way, but I'm going to outline three very common ways to take a man's measure. One is the measure from the tip of his penis down the underside of his penis to his balls and or to his asshole. One is along the top of his penis to where it hits the abdomen. And a third way is around the base of the penis. All of those are called measures, the one being shorter, longer, middle-sized, right? The question then is, how do you take a woman's measure?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a young man say to me, well, doesn't that mean you just measure their pubic hair? What if they wax? And I'm like, I never heard this. This is something internet crazy.
Yeah.
The way to take a woman's measures ever, I've been told, is from the tip of their clit to their asshole.
Yes.
Some will say from the bottom of the vaginal introitus to the asshole, which is very short, which is equivalent to going around the penis. It makes a very short measure. But you can take a measure. There are so many different ways to do it, but none of those measures actually involve measuring their hair. That has nothing to do with it. So just to clarify something that apparently made it to the internet and confused a young man. So these things, once you have that measure, that is a personal concern, and you can do what you wish with it, including putting snail goo on it and tying knots in it, burning it, or whatever you want to do. One of my favorite, I guess, because it's so effective, is to take that measure and keep it tied up with knots that have different meanings for each knot. And you can read about those at my website or in my book, Who to Urban Root Magic. Some people say 7 knots, some people say 9 knots. Again, that's mostly cultural, which one number they prefer. A 3 knot, some say 1 knot. You know, if you can, you know, if you can get that man's or woman's sexual fluids on a string and tie a knot in it, you've got them tied. But to curse them to be completely tortured, I'm going to give one that I was taught, and I really admire this person who told me this spell. It's a good one. And it is the man who taught me, his name is Draja Mekaharik, a friend of mine, and has written a number of books on magic. And this is to take a cowrie shell and for it to curse a woman, and to stuff it full of alum, which is to tighten up, close her pussy to the point that it's closed, if you want her to never have sex. Or take red pepper and pack it in there, moisten it, and pack it in there to give her an itching pruritus of the vagina. Mm-hmm. like a yeast infection or chlamydia or something of that nature, or to mix the two together, alum, red pepper, and a little bit of water to moisten it, put it in there, she will itch and burn and never be able to satisfy herself. So those are some of the ways that people can do this kind of work. Now, he used a cowrie shell to pack this all in. Once you've done that, you can then seal that cowrie shell in wax, soft wax, so it can't be undone. And you can carry it, but I would not, because who wants to carry around something like that with it? What you want to do is bury it under their house where they can never find it.
That's
there
a great one. There's one that is, I would say, not as extreme. This is done mostly as a minor revenge. And it's to give someone crabs or to make them itch uncontrollably. It's not a crazy curse, ruin them for the rest of their life. But I find that some clients are just looking for, you know, something to help. They give them a good punch in the face and go, you know what, I'm ready to move on. So this is a particularly good working. You can use a vulva candle or a penis candle. It works for either person. Crab shell powder, dried red fire ants, red pepper. Test that thing with some dirt from a crossroads to make it run in all directions. And then light it up and pray over it, and it works wonderfully. It's a very simple, very quick, very easy working. And it's what I call an annoyance, right? Those annoyance curses. It's meant to annoy. It's meant to be more like, I got you, and I'm ready to move on. Nothing extreme, but there are levels of this way of working.
Yeah. Now, if you make a 7-knot or 9-knot spell, and I didn't even mention how to do it, but I do know that there are people who are listening to the show who this is the first time they've ever tuned in. They go, what they're talking about? What is this? I need to explain. So a 7-knot or 9-knot spell is a spell in which you call the person's name. First you get their cum or their sexual fluids on a string, and then you make a half-hitch knot. You just start the knot, but it's like a loop, and then you call their name, and when they answer, you pull it tight. You got to catch their voice in it. That's always how it's done. You can do it over the telephone. You can do it, you know, by Skype. You can be outside the room, and usually you are outside the room. You don't want them to, I mean, they're going, what are you doing? You don't do it like that. You do it. You can use a shoelace. People sometimes will even use a piece of sheet that they have cut out of the bed sheets after they've had sex with someone. They'll just simply cut a strip of that sheet out and tie knots in it. But you got to catch their voice in it every time. You do not need to put fresh sexual fluids on it every time, but you can dry them. That'll just be. But you got to catch their voice for every knot. And for every knot, you call a specific request, such as let him never be interested in anybody else. And then the next one will be a little bit stronger. Let him, if he's interested, let him be unable to get a hard on, you know, never let him never get it up for anybody else. Or if he gets it up, let the woman say no and never invite him to the home, and so forth. And you just keep on going down the list. And which 7 and which 9 they will be is up to you, but you ought to plan them out in advance, what you want your 7 or 9 curses to be. And there are samples of them online where I've given a sample of the 9 of them.
Another Shiv also brings up something in the chat that I think is important, that along these lines, there are curses and ways of tying someone that are aimed at reproduction itself, right? So that they keep someone from conceiving or make someone barren. And those also kind of fit into these type of curses and this type of working. To keep a man from being able to conceive, I knew a woman who was a very, very popular love worker in Virginia. One of the works she was known for is tying men's nature. But she had a little addition to this, too. Not only did she tie men's nature, men who were wandering about, but she made sure that they were shooting blanks. And she was famous for that, that not only will I tie him, but I will make sure that even if he does manage to break out, even if he does manage to find a male root doctor to uncross his nature, that he won't be able to conceive. And so there is another added element to this, keeping someone from being able to conceive, male or woman. And again, it's tied to sex, restricting it and keeping it from functioning properly.
Right, and that goes to freezer spells, too.
Yes.
To freeze a person's nature and or freeze their reproductive organs. And if you go to the Lucky Mojo page on freezer spells, which you can just look up at Google, or someone will post it in the chat room now, but that has a good set of those, including one with a fresh fig, that's used to destroy a woman's uterus. What about you, Miss Aida? What are some of the ones that you like to do?
You know, I would like to use something to represent the ovaries. That's what I was thinking about now when Conjure Man and Ali was talking. You know, you could use eggs. You could crack eggs and use the yolks to have them represent the ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something to smash that up too. Good idea.
Well,
something.
Yeah, there's something about these anti-reproduction spells that are very interesting, because so many situations occur when an unwanted pregnancy confuses and confounds what was already a shaky relationship that you're trying to work on, and then suddenly somebody else is pregnant, and now the situation is way out of your control. So that's a great one to, a great theory here is to work on making a man not be able to conceive children, or making a woman not be able to conceive. You know, nobody wants to be a, you know, raising cuckoo babies either. And you know, in other words, children not their own that they have to pay for. And I have heard of many a man who has been trapped by a woman who claimed that he was the baby daddy, and especially before the DNA things. But now they go, I don't want the DNA test. And and some of these men just hang their heads and say, well, I could have been the father, and they pay for the rest of their lives for children that are not there. So, yeah, that's also a good one.
I have a one working that I do for, and this is great for women who have been wronged by men. Again, these type of workings, be justified. Just because a guy breaks up, but you don't go, you know, crossing his nature, unless he's a dick and he deserves it. But if he hasn't done anything wrong, because I've seen it. I've seen good guys come to me and, you know, they've been crossed up by a guy, and then you end up, because I'm a justified worker who's, you know, I'm an egalitarian. If a woman's crossed a man needlessly, you'll end up finding out that I could be a pretty big fish, and you as a small fish are going to get hit back. Just the same way, if a man fucks over a woman, I'll go to town on that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just putting it out there. But this is a particularly good work. What you do is you take a John the Conqueror to represent the man's testicle, and you place it on a black, you take two, you place it, you baptize it, you can smear it in sexual fluids, place it on a black cloth, cover it with crossing powders, red peppers, and I was told blackberry leaves, and then you tie it up in the black cloth, and then you take a hammer, and you hammer it 9 times until you shatter it into little powders, and each time you call out a curse, smashing his sex to bit, keeping him from having successful sexual relationships, and then you find, you're supposed to take this to a river, dig a hole in the riverbed, bury it there so that the river runs over it, and he's never able to find his sex again.
Okay.
Oh, well, you're taking away half
my coming up to a we're coming up to a break now. Hey, we're coming up to a break now. So thanks for everything, and we'll return to this subject some other time, I'm sure.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Hootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjure Man Ali, and this week's very special guest, Miss Aida of Detroit, Michigan, and MissAida.com. We'll be right back, and we'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. And look, you can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to get to the phones and take our first new caller and client. And our first new caller and client is actually calling in from area code 408. This is Cheryl. Also going by Super Fox. But Cheryl, we're going to call you Cheryl. Cheryl, are you there, caller, please?
I am. I'm here.
Great. Well, thank you so much for filling out the questionnaire. And once again, to remind our host and panel, this is a new caller to the show, new caller to any members of AIR. You did indicate that you had a reading with an intuitive. But we're only going to talk about members of AIR to the best of my knowledge on the show. And she writes, I've struggled to earn sufficient money, having gone from paying people whom I believed could help me retool my life to now and having little money in reserve and a stagnant cash flow. I'm used to being in the flow, so to speak. How can I get that moving again? And I'm facing foreclosure, scared, but know that my life will be okay. How can I make it be okay? Turning it back over to you.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Yeah, I know you said you went to somebody else, but we're going to just try to read for you here. May I ask a couple of questions? Number one, how old are you?
I'm 47.
47. All right. And then number two, what sign of the zodiac are you? If you said
Scorpio.
It, I miss it. Scorpio. Okay. All righty. Well, these kind of questions to me are real important because I like to do a kind of a partial astrological reading and a partial card reading. Okay? So when you say you paid people, what does that mean?
They were coaches who said they could help me get my life back on track.
Okay, so these were life coaches. We're not talking about root doctors or anything like
no,
that.
No.
Okay, all righty. Okay, well, the first card I have, and I'm using the Rider-Waite Tarot here. The first card I have is actually not a bad card as far as life coaches go. It's a card called the Hierophant, and it usually represents someone who has authority, teaching ability, and the ability to bless and help you. You may have gone to the wrong ones, but this is not a bad card. It says to me that some of what was done in the past was well-intentioned and was not a scam. It was intended well. The second card I have is the Seven of Pentacles. Now, this card is a card that shows a gardener or farmer. He's got two bushes of plants with fruits on them, but the fruits are coins, so this relates to our coin question. And one is large and one is small. And he's looking fondly at the large one. It's as if you are looking for the big solution, but there is some smaller solutions here. And, you know, let me say something here. There are many people, and myself among them, who need several streams of income. And that's what this card represents, is someone who has more than one stream of income, and not two, exclude one for the other. So I'm not sure what it is that these people coached you to do. Maybe I should ask another question here, because what I'm seeing is a situation that tells me that some of the advice you got was good, and I'm not blaming you for not taking or and I'm not blaming them for it not working, but I'm seeing that you're going to need more than one stream of income. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing to earn money?
I am a business consultant, and what's happened, interestingly, over the past 3 years, not this year, but the 3 years prior, was that I was up for several large contracts, and things were going well, the proposal was submitted, and then the clients just disappeared. I was chasing to find out what happened, and so in each of those years, about the same time between May and June, these were six-figure contracts that just dried up, and I had spent my own money getting ready to perform this work, and then these clients just disappeared.
Yeah, well, what I'm seeing here is that that part of the solution here is based on a better balance, because the third card I have is the card of justice, balance. The middle card is very imbalanced. It's chasing that big client. So you've kind of reaffirmed what I was kind of driving at here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like paying attention to the big one, letting the little one escape. This says to me that one of the solutions is to put things back into a restoral of balance, and that looking for that big solution may not be the best thing to have done. And the card of justice says that things will return to a normal balance if you yourself keep your own mental state in balance. This is a kind of the first card and the third card are both trumps, and the first card shows a pope or somebody blessing two people, one with roses on his trossable, one with lilies. This is kind of a balance between that which you care about the most and that which you have the most spiritual need for. But one is more of the material world and one is the spiritual world. One is passion, one is intellect. These are pairs of ideas. But the Pope blesses them both. Mm-hmm. It also indicates you might want to do a road opener type spell. If you were to do some spell work, you would do a road opener spell because there's two crossed keys and there's little crosses all over this Pope. The other card, that middle card, is what says to me, you may have erred in going only and fondly looking at the big fish, and that you may be doing better to try to balance out some of the smaller fry with the big fish. And then the third card says you can return this to a state of balance, but it's not a state that says immediately that you will be getting huge amounts of money at this very next stage of the game. So what I'm getting out of these cards is that not to blame you in any way, and not to blame the coaches in any way, but you may be going through a situation where you need to actually rethink this in terms of working in part for nonprofits, in working in part for small businesses, so that you have something to show. I presume, as a business consultant, you have a website, you have referrals that you can show people who you work for, right?
Yes.
This is not all secretive, and you're competent at what you do. That's why I asked your age, and I asked, you know, what sign you were. You're generally a competent person. I think you would do well to, from this card reading, you would do well to show that you are not only there for the large sale, but you're there also for the small, for the nonprofit, for all types of people, especially for small businesses. That's what I'm kind of getting out of this. Now, meanwhile, you're facing foreclosure, and that is an issue on the table that these cards also say something about. This is the card of justice and restoral of balance. I think you may be able to successfully negotiate that if you, make sure that everything stays well-balanced. You're a mature person. I think you can handle this one. I think you can negotiate it. That's about the best I can do with these cards. The only problem I see is that by looking for the very, the six-figure client instead of the small jobs that'll pay your mortgage as you go, that has limited you. And always look at that card. If you know the Tarot cards, look at that card, the Seven of Pentacles, and you'll see the error that's there. And this error may have also been proposed to you by some of these coaches. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the best I can say on this, okay?
Thank you.
So it's a new year. We're starting the solstice. We've had the new moon. Let's see if we can grow you in a more sensible way. Let me turn this over to Miss Aida and see what she has to say.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
I can hear you.
I'm getting basically the same reading that Miss Kat is getting. I do lay out more cards than she does. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing is that, and I don't mean to insult anybody, so I'm just telling you what I'm reading. And I'm seeing that whenever you do go after the big fish, you're a little bit frivolous in this, and this could mean to me that you just don't know how to interact with them or hold on to them. They're showing that your love is, again, like Miss Kat had said, your love is for the big ones, and, it's showing that you're turning your back on the little ones, and that's not the way to go. I'm seeing that you want the world next to the money card, they're receiving the money, and you're too concentrated on the big figures. You're way too concentrated. That's the number one problem. The number two problem is, it's something about the way you're communicating with these people. I'm seeing a lack of affection. I'm seeing that, you know, the bigger money clients, they're having a little bit of a problem warming up to you. I don't know what that's about. I'm just telling you what I'm reading. So they're saying not to keep looking just for the big money. You're looking the wrong way. So what I'm getting out of this also is I think that your coaching that you're receiving is not concentrating on how to keep these clients. I think it's more about getting the clients, presenting the clients, but not keeping them. And they're saying, again, I'm going to repeat this, is that the communication skills leave these clients feeling very ambiguous about you.
Okay?
You need to show more warmth and affection. You know, what I would do is I'd write things down that nobody else would. Oh, I have a kid that's got a cut on his finger. You know, call them up, and I'm worried about your child. Or when you see them, how's so-and-so with his finger? You need to put a personal touch into this and show your warm, loving side. That's what I'm seeing in the communication. And I agree with Ms. Kat. Don't just look at the big, big money, you know. Emit this type of behavior to everybody.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is, you know, this is the kind of advice that is in some ways indefinite because we're kind of throwing this back into your lap a little bit. So let's turn this over to Contraman Ali, because he's going to give you some root work advice. And I think that more than practical business advice, that's what you call this for. So, Ali, what can she do to try to, you know, get out of this financial hole and get some customers here?
Yeah, I think that what's needed here is two different workings, right? But they tie into each other really well. And this is a good time to be doing this. To turn over a new leaf. We're going to do some road opening work to really kind of open the roads, but also to break through the obstacles and kind of turn the luck around, if you will. I want you to get two keys, okay?
Okay.
I want you to get two keys, and I want you to take it with three coins out to the crossroads, okay? And you're going to bury one of those keys into the crossroad itself, along with the three coins. And you're going to ask the spirit of the crossroads to open up your ways, to help bring success your way, to give you the key that will open the doors for your financial stability, your success, and your prosperity. And you are going to pray sincerely. You're going to give the first key to the spirit of the crossroads with the coin, and you're going to take the other key for yourself. You're going to pray, and you'll feel the spirit arise, and you'll ask that spirit to bless this, the key that you hold in your hands. You're going to take that key home. You're going to dress it with some Van Van oil, and you're going to carry it as your personal talisman. This is the road opening aspect of the work. This is to break through any obstacles, and it's also to bring about a change in your fate, if you will, to change the road that you're currently on. Because you mentioned how financial difficulties are ahead of you with foreclosure and whatnot. This is to kind of change that fate a bit. Calling on the spirit of the crossroads, the only real spirit that kind of, besides the ancestors and spirits of the dead that we work with in Conjure, is the spirit of the crossroads, or the black man of the crossroads. And you're going to ask for the ability to open the road, because he opens those roads. He breaks through those barriers. And he also is the one that grants success in business, in skills, and whatever it is. So you're going to use that talisman as your personal, you know, amulet that you carry with you wherever you go. Once a month, you need to put a little bit more Van Van oil on that key. And that's to keep the key fully, you know, full of power, full of potency, and also to touch things up a bit. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to take the largest amount bill that you can get your hand on. It can be a bill that someone gave to you. I mean, a money bill, like dollars. It can be someone gave to you, something that you pull out of your purse, whichever you want, whatever you can afford. If you can't afford $100, don't go wasting $100, okay? But I usually do this with a $20 bill. what you're going to do is you're going to write on this dollar bill a prayer to God, and you're going to say, just a regular letter, "Dear God, I call upon your grace, I call upon your power, bring me wealth, bring me success, help me out of these difficult times. I put my trust in you, knowing that you never falter for those who never falter in their faith," or something along those lines. You write your prayer from your heart directly on that bill. You're going to take a large cinnamon stick, and you're going mm-hmm. to wrap the bill around that with a red string. And then you're going to stick this into a jar of sugar. You're going to stick that cinnamon right into the jar of sugar. And every day you are going to stir that cinnamon stick with the bill in that sugar. And this is called making your money sweet to you, because money is a force. Money is a spirit. Mm-hmm. And we want that spirit to be sweet to you. And you're going to do it every single day. And then you're going to take a little bit of that sugar and you're going to touch it to your tongue. Okay? Every day you're going to do that. And this is to help bring in money. Cinnamon is a powerful attractor. Sugar is good at sweetening. And then you can also use that sugar for other things. Like, for example, you can use it to dust a business card. You can use it to add to a little bit of dirt and powders that you lay out in front of your business. You can use that sugar in baking that you give out to potential business clients. All sorts of things. But at minimum, you have to be stirring that sugar daily while you carry that talisman on you. You do this and you'll have the power to start turning things around, in addition to the practical advice and the kind of the spiritual intent that both Miss Kat and Miss Aida gave to you, okay?
Okay. Can you spell the name of that oil?
Van Van Oil. You can get it directly from Lucky Mojo. It's an amazing, amazing oil, one of my go-tos. It's V-A-N space V-A-N, just like, you know, the car you drive.
Okay.
Yeah, Van Van Oil. It's an old formula. First became popular in New Orleans, spread its use all over the country very rapidly. As my friend Dr. James Dotson pointed out, the formulas for Van Van Oil go back to the 19th century in old pharmaceutical recipe books. And it is simply a phonetic spelling of the French Vava, which is the word vervain or verbena in French, but it's not really made with verbena. It's made to simulate the scent of verbena oil. So there you go.
Okay.
But it's called Van Van because American speakers didn't pronounce it Vava. They pronounce it Van Van. So it's been around forever. And it is, at one point, was called the most popular hoodoo scent mm-hmm. anywhere in America. And
yeah.
it was said you could walk down the street and smell it everywhere. Nowadays, it's considered a little bit old-fashioned. And people are like, "Oh, that Van Van, I don't need that. You know, it's just, what is it for?" But it really is an amazing. It's classic. It's great. As Doc Murphy said, it's classic. And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Well, the only other thing I have to add to this is that I would like you to report back to us a little bit when you have had, you know, some time to work with some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, give us a call maybe in a, you know, 3 or 4 months and see where we're at. We'll see what we can do for you. Right now, it looks like you've got some, you know, work to do, and we hope that you are able to carry out your conjure work and get where you need to go. I always like it when people call back, whether or not you have success. Don't be embarrassed if you fail. Call us and let us know how it goes, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a little break, and we're going to come back after that break with another client and see how we can read for them. This is the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour.
And y'all, support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org. and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now, y'all, we're going to go ahead and go to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is calling in from 619. This is 619. This is Dahlia. Dahlia, are you there, caller?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to go ahead and remind our hosts that thank you so much for being a loyal listener, that you've been on the air actually with us 2 to 3 years ago, but most recently on this past May, you're with us, and that you're also a client of Conjurement Ali's and Miss Katz, okay, and you've called them on different subjects, but sometimes it has pertained to this topic that we're getting ready to go over here, okay? And here we go. My ex-husband and his girlfriend are trying to get custody of my son and take him to another state. Ooh. We've always been very close and have been the only constant in his life from birth. If I could go to court and fight endlessly, I would easily win, but I can't afford to. I've been fighting for a long time, and they've taken everything, so it looks like the end is coming for me. I know that once he is gone, his father will make it very hard for me to see and communicate with him, but I want to know that that boy is okay somehow. Turning this back over to you.
Oh, my. All right. Well, Dahlia, I'm sorry to hear that this has gotten to this point. May I ask a couple of questions before we turn it over for a reading?
Yes.
Okay. How old are you?
47.
47. How old is the boy?
He's 13.
All right. And has he been consulted by the court as to having a say as to who he wants to be with?
He has. And the counselor that he spoke with wrote a recommendation that he should stay with me. But we go to court again in January, and I just fear that my ex-husband is going to keep taking me to court until I can't even support him.
I understand. So there is a there is an issue here that the ex and his girlfriend are actually going against the boy's wishes. Is that correct?
Yes, they're trying to.
They're trying to. Okay, I understand. All right, I wanted to make that real clear. So let's turn this over to Conjurement Ali for a reading.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your case. Cases like this that bring out the angrier side in me, I'll say, and the protective side in me. It's not easy to go through as a mother, especially when the partner is acting the way that he is. So I'm sorry to hear that. I have pulled 3 cards here, and I can tell you, right off the bat, that it's not as dire as you think. Okay. The first card that I have is the Ten of Wands, and this is a card that talks about the hurt that you're going through. This has been a heavy, heavy burden, okay? And I can feel it. I can hear it in your voice. But I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to let that burden go, my dear, because if you carry this burden, you won't have the strength to fight, and you are going to need the strength to fight. I don't want you to feel like you need to give up. I don't want you to feel like the doom or the end is upon you, because it's not. You have fight left in you, and you need to do this for your son, okay? And there are people out there that will help you. So I want you to hear my words and take comfort in them, all right? This ten of wands shows us a person who's carrying this burden. They don't need to carry this burden. As much as this man is trying to make your life difficult, do not give him that power. Do not give him that power. He doesn't have the right to make you. Good, good. So cast down your burden and know that there is hope. The next card that I have here is the 3 of Cups, and this is what gives me hope. This is a card of happiness, and this is a card of partnership. It shows 3 women, the 3 graces, the partners of Aphrodite, the companions of Aphrodite, dancing in a harvested field. This tells me that you can have success here, but you will need allies. One ally will be spiritual. I suggest a female root worker, someone who will fight on your behalf, someone who is strong, someone who will be a lioness and spiritual support for you. there should also be a female involved. I don't know if your attorney is a female or not, or if you have legal representation that is a female, but you need to consider someone who is sympathetic to your cause, someone who is a mother themselves. These are the people that will stand with you, and together, you three will be able to triumph over this situation. You will be the team that will overcome it. So there is hope here. As much as you fear this to come, know that if you find the right help here, they can help you. And I'm going to tell you right now that just on this phone, after you stop hearing the sound of my voice, you will hear the sound of two very powerful women who will also give you help in this, okay? And the third and final card that I have is the Six of Pentacles. This is a case where you can be successful, and I do sense you're right. He is going to try to drain you and beat you down financially, right? Because you don't have endless finances. But what the Six of Pentacles tells me is that it is going to be a slow fight, but it is a fight that you can win. It's just not going to be a definitive, decisive, you know, this is the last time after January, I never have to deal with it again. No, it's going to be little victory by little victory. He's going to open up little by little. You have to defeat him step by step. And I know that sounds difficult, and I know that's what you fear because you don't think you have the finances for it. But what this tells me is what you need in order to succeed will be provided to you, right? And perhaps from the most unexpected sources. It may be that someone takes on your case pro bono. It may be that someone provides you with just enough financial support so that you can fight him one more time. But you will get the finances you need. It will never be easy. You'll never be fully comfortable. I'm going to be honest with you, right? You're never going to be like, oh, I have enough money to fight until the end of days. But you will always have just enough to make sure that you beat him and beat him again and again and again. It's going to be persistent, and you will finally defeat him. I want you to take hope from this reading. I can hear the sorrow in your voice, but know that you're not alone and that with the right help, you can overcome this man once and for all, okay? You just got to keep fighting. You're not done yet.
Thank you. And can I just add one of the reasons this is so upsetting to me? I mean, why I feel so hopeless about it is because he hasn't even seen our son in a year, and yet he's trying to get full custody of him.
I know. When I started reading this, there's a reason I felt justified right off the bat. I felt a sense of wrath come up. It was not just an ex trying to gain custody. This is a man who's looking to hurt. This is a man who has no true claim here. No true claim in my mind.
Right.
All right. Well, let's turn this over to Miss Aida. How do you read the situation?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Oh. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I unmuted. Interestingly enough, I've got very similar cards to Conjure Man Always. Want to ask you, what sign is your husband?
Scorpio.
Ex-husband.
There's good Scorpios, love them. There are Scorpios that will sting themselves to death and never give up until, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of them. That's the worst side of a Scorpio. Sorry, just had to bump in there.
Hello?
Go ahead, Miss Aida. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, because I've got the King of Cups right in the middle. I've got the water sign. And I'm seeing here that he is getting some influence from the woman he's with. I don't know what that's about. And it's probably, you know, what Conjure Man always said, it's just to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other interesting thing is that I see a woman, and I was just really surprised because I thought I was going to get something that Conjure Man Ali wouldn't get, but he got it. And I've got the magician sitting on top of the Queen of Wands. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I see a female, powerful female root worker. And she is going to help you prevail by summertime. And this is going to be a long process because we're talking summer. When I say summer, it could be the beginning or the end. But I see prevail. She will prevail. There
it's
is also
years,
something
so,
about...
Oh, sorry. It's already been years, though, so a few more months aren't going to make a difference. I don't mind waiting
okay.
a few more months.
All right. What I'm saying is something's going to happen with the child at school. Whatever this root work is that this woman does, You know, the child may be gone, but the child is going to act up at school, and that's when things are going to take notice. All right? And that's when things will start turning your way.
Okay.
I just don't see, I don't see horrible cards here. You know, the worst I see is your worrying, your, you know, your nightmares, your, you know, the distress you're in. I can see it. I see you becoming weak and just overwhelmed. But it is going to turn around with the help of whoever this woman is.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to throw in some ideas here. Before we go any farther, I don't know if you're familiar with the different root workers at AIR, but mm-hmm. we do have one root worker at AIR who specializes in custody cases. And her name is Marin Graves. And you can look her up at readersandrootworkers.org and just click on at the left-hand side. It'll say Marin Graves. Tell her that you heard about her on the show, that you know that she works on justice and custody cases. That is her specialty. Now, there are others who will do this, but she meets all the qualifications that we were just given. Female, strong, and very, very fair-minded. She never does evil work, but she works for custody cases. So if you need a root worker, she might be your one. But I'm going to give you some spell ideas just right now. Actually, what I'm going to do is give you three psalms to start off with. Okay. And I want you to just use your old King James Version of the Bible, and I want you to write down on three slips of paper each psalm on one piece of paper in your own handwriting, okay? And these are going to be Psalms number 35. This is the psalm that is usually said for any kind of a court case, any kind of a court case. Begins, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. And so forth. That is Psalms 35. That is used in any court case. Now, the next one we're going to go to is Psalms number 43. It's a shorter version of the same type of thing. It's also used for court cases. Judge me, O God. Now, why do we say judge me, O God? This is one where you believe yourself to be completely innocent. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Well, we know who that is. That's your ex. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? In other words, I add this psalm because you've been crying. And so this is a prayer not only for justice, but for God to comfort you so that you don't weep anymore while doing your work. This is one for strength and to go to the altar of the Lord. Then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. This is about finding your joy, finding your center, finding your trust, and finding your belief in the middle of this horrible case. Okay? So you're going to need that one. And then the last one is where we deal out the justice. And those who know me and how I work mm-hmm. know that this will be Psalms 109.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 109. Yeah. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. This goes on and on. This is a long psalm. By the time you finish copying out Psalm 109, you will be amazed. But the Psalms 109, you want to use selectively here because in this psalm, there are also curses against the children of the oppressor. You want to leave those out. Just skip them. Those of us who use psalms use them selectively. Some verses, not other verses.
Right.
Read this psalm, and there's going to be ones you just cross off about the, you know. But what you really want to get to is that you
want help, right? You want help.
Right.
And you want this man punished, okay? And it says, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so it be far from him. So this is a psalm that you're going to use selectively. A lot of people think if you take a psalm, you have to take the whole thing. No, you don't. You take whatever verse you want. Okay? So leave out the parts about posterity and just get him to be cursed as he has cursed, to suffer as he has made you suffer. Now, had you write those each out on a separate sheet of paper. Okay? Now, I want you to take a photo of the child, the 13-year-old boy, and you together. Happy photo. Two of you together.
Okay.
And I want you to put that in a picture frame, and I want you to put those three handwritten psalms behind it in the picture frame. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you can dust those psalms with some good court case powder, and you can peaceful home powder,
okay,
because you want happiness and peace to come to you. Right? If you decide not to use Psalm 109, which is the punishing psalm against him, just go with the other two. But dust it with these court case powder and the peaceful home powder, put it behind the picture frame of the two of you. And I want you to light candles dressed with court case oil, little candles, 4-inch candles, tea lights. You can use a brown colored candle if you wish, or white. And just light one of those every night, just a tea light or something simple, just a birthday candle, don't matter what it is, but every night from now until the day of the next court appearance. You said that was going to be in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Every night before going to bed, I want you to light a little candle. And if you can, you'll learn those psalms by heart by then. Recite
mm-hmm.
those psalms, all right? Very simple prayer, very easy to do. If you want to add some extra things, you can make a sugar jar, honey jar on the judge and sweeten the judge to your case. You can add some deer's tongue to that sugar to make your lawyer more eloquent. There's things you can add. You can go to the court case page of Hoodoo in Theory and Practice, which is luckymojo.com/courtcase.html, and you'll see some various things about binding people's tongues up and other types of
mm-hmm.
things. But you basically want to do something to sweeten them. And you can use that as a base on which to burn the brown candles if you want. Anybody else want to throw anything in here?
I just want to throw in something
like
real
to.
Just real quick, mine's really quick. What I want you to do is get a locket, get a bit of your hair, his hair, put it in that locket along with Queen Elizabeth root powder, Angelica powder, and a little bit of rosemary, and carry that with you for protection of you both. Okay, my dear?
Good. Good. What about you, Aida?
I wanted her to get a jumbo purple candle and put Crucible of Courage oil on that candle.
Mm-hmm.
And set it on her picture.
Wonderful.
Because she's starting to drain.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, I would add to uphold yourself, go to the Crystal Silence League. It's crystalsilenceleague.org. And post prayers every day. Post a prayer every day. You can do it anonymously. Just say, my court case is coming up on such a date. Please uphold me in prayer that the custody case with my son go the way it should, that he stays in my custody as he desires and as we desire. And other people will pray for you every day, and it will be a great benefit to you. As Miss Aida herself said, when a group of people pray together, look what happened with her beautiful dog, and it will happen with you. When a group of people pray for you, things will start to come your way. You know we all care, and you know it'll end well.
Thank you all so much.
Good. We're coming up on a break, and we're going to go to Miss Tammy Lee. She's going to introduce our next section where we're going to have our free spell.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And y'all, please join us on the LMC Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And we start out the week, Sundays, with the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Conjurman Ali and Miss Catherine Ironwood. On Monday, we have Candelo's Corner with Candelo Canvisa and Ancestor Healing. Tuesdays, it's the Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, followed by In the Streets with Beverly Smith. And on Wednesdays, y'all, Liquid Libations with Andrew Weston. Thursdays, it's the Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield. And we are pleased to also introduce this Sunday, who will be on every week, On Sacred Ground with Kai Armand, as we spoke of earlier. Welcome to the LMC Radio Network, Kai. And all are available through the LMC Radio Network, lmcradionetwork.com. So tune in, y'all. And now we're going to go ahead and go to our free spell section with Miss Maida in Detroit, Michigan, of missaida.com. Miss Aida, turning it over to you, ma'am.
Okie dokie. Thank you. Well, the last time I was on the radio show, I turned everybody on. This time I want to turn everybody off. So we're going to do cursing the nature. Now, I'm going to give the penis example as the example, but obviously you can use the vagina also. But, you know, just to make this simple and because of time, we'll just go with the penis. So what I would like you to have on hand are two black penis candles and destruction oil, alum powder, gopher dust, vandal root, coffin nails, blackberry leaves, a black cloth, hammer, and habanero sauce. So you're going to baptize and name the candles. Now, the first candle is the one you're going to light, but I'll tell you when to light it. The second candle, we're going to play with that, okay? So you're going to put the destruction oil on the candle that you're going to light, and then you're going to roll it with the alum powder, the gopher dust, the vandal root. You can, you know, drill holes and stick habanero sauce in there because that really, really hurts. All right, and then just have that prepared. Now, on the second candle, what I like to do, I want also a bucket of ice cold water. I almost lost the most important part of my spell. Ice cold water with lots of ice cubes in it. Okay? So now we take the candle that we're not going to light, the one that's not dressed, all right? And I'm going to suck it and go, oh, baby, baby, does that feel good? Does that feel good? And just get them really nice and hot, and then wham, stick them in the ice-cold water.
Wow.
Okay? Take them back out. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Warm them up again. Warm them up. Okay? Make it hot. Then, you know, once all that cold is off, you do the same thing. Suck it, suck it, suck it. Wham! Now you do it again. All right, now you're sucking it and sucking it and sucking it, and you're doing all this stuff. Now you light the other candle, the candle that has been dressed, okay? So now when you're sucking it and sucking it and sucking it, bite the tip off.
Oh, my God.
Well, we got to make this work. Now, we're going to put destruction oil on the other candle, the one that you were sucking, as fast as you can. You're going to put the destruction oil. You're going to put blackberry leaves around it. Then you're going to wrap it in the black cloth, right? It's very similar to Miss Cat's spell. Now we're going to put the coffin nails. I like 9 coffin nails. Boom, boom. Bang them in. Bang them in. You know, wrap that cloth up also with some black yarn. But you bang it, bang it, bang it as much as you can. And you're swearing you're going to lose your erection, lose your erection, lose, 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 lose. So as long as the other candle is lit, I don't do the 9-day. Some people, you know, put it out and then redo, you know, relight it. I want that all in one night. And you're just beating the hell out of that other candle while the candle that's dressed with all the stuff that's lit, it's going on. And that's the spell.
Wow.
you kind of caught my attention when you said bite the tip off.
I think she caught all of our attention.
You can when you're done with all this, you can either throw it in a sewer, bury it in a graveyard, or as Conjure Man Ali said, in the river. Throw it in the river.
Wow.
How about that? Get rid of that son of a bitch.
Yeah. Wow. That is amazing. I've never heard of anyone doing that one, and that is something else.
Definitely
I'm telling you, you know how to curse.
Yes, I do.
Bobbit spell.
Yeah, in the chat room, Magical Potpourri says the Bobbit spell, and of course, Practical Shiva. How easy will it be to bite through the wick? Well, actually, speaking from experience, you don't bite through the wick; you just pull on it, and the wax will usually come off of the wick if you do it right. I've actually bitten candles before. I've also cut through them with a knife, but I like the biting. And if you just gnaw at it a little bit, you're going to, you know, wow. Now, Shiva says, use scissors? No. We're talking about biting it, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because we're giving a blowjob. We're giving a blowjob.
We're giving a blowjob. Yeah, we're not pulling out scissors here. We're giving a blowjob and then biting it. Okay, got that? Yeah. Right. No, not a serrated knife, honey. Nope. We are giving a blowjob and then biting it. Got it? Now, say yes in the forum. Yes, he says yes, finally. He gets it. I'm telling you, some of these men don't like some of these spells. You can do the same type of thing with a woman, a vulva candle, too. And I'm sure you could figure out a way to gnaw it as well, and that would be just as unpleasant. Just as unpleasant.
Well, if you look at the Lucky Mojo candles, the vagina, they're pretty anatomically correct. So
yes,
there's a lot of things you can bite off there. There's a frenulum on that. I mean, the candle is unbelievable.
It's got everything it needs. And I have to just say, on behalf of Nagashiva in the chat room, he wrote, as a victim of circumcision, I may have issues. I'm so sorry, honey. But, there are people who do have issues with these kinds of spells, and truly, these spells are serious business, and you really have to know what you're doing when you do this kind of work. And the idea of having two of these candles, you see, and doing it this way is kind of interesting. If you wanted to work against a couple, you could have, let's say, some woman stole your man, and you wanted to punish them both, I would do the prepared, and it was you or a woman, I would do the prepared candle as the vulva and bite the penis. Would that seem right to you, Miss Saida?
Oh, yes. I like it.
Yeah. You can do that as a couple, you know, get them both. All right. Well, wow. As always, Miss Saida brings reality to the table here. Hard-hitting work. All right. Let's turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee, and she's going to take us on out of here.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. Thank you so much, Miss Kat and Conjure Man Ali, and thank you, Miss Aida, in Detroit, Michigan, of MissAida.com. Great show, y'all. And we invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Roofers will be Madam Pamita in Los Angeles, California. And once again, y'all, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. And you can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjure Man Ali at conjuremanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from ChirpCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. And the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the shows are available and archived via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you so much for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at this same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Good night. Be blessed.
Thank you, Miss Tammy Lee. Thank you, Aida, for being our guest. You're just always a fantastic guest.
You're always
thank you.
Fun.
Thank you for having me. I love talking to you, too. You two are great. I learn so much every time I'm on the radio show. I learn so much from both of you.
Well, we learn a lot from you, too, man. You've got a lot up your sleeve. Okay. Well, thank you, Ollie, as always, for being
always a pleasure.
Good co-host. I'd like to just remind people, go to the LMC Facebook page, and you can always find out what shows are upcoming. Get the schedule correctly from that. And I want to give one really quick shout-out to my friend Theodora Galton for her new Facebook community, Saving Jumbo. Just go to Facebook, type in Saving Jumbo, and you'll like it. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah,
good night.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.